This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everybody. Shalom Aleichem, Bruchim Abba, and we're continuing in Mishnah Berurah Daf HaShavua, and we are continuing on in Simen Ayin Vav Seif Dalet. Hoysat Sayal Basarai. If there was Saya on your flesh, but it's covered. Let's say you stuck your hand into a bathroom through a hole, but you don't smell it. So you have either tsoya on your skin, but it's covered. Or you stuck your hand into a beis hakiseh, but you don't smell it. Yesh matirim lekrois. There are those who permit you to read. V'yesh oisrin, and there are those who prohibit. So let's just dissect these two cases. Case one is you're touching tsoya, but it's covered. Case two is your hand is in a bathroom, but you don't smell the ruach ra. Some say that even those that allow, if you're touching tsoya and it's covered, only if it's covered on its own without an article of clothing, kagain atsile yadav, let's say in the recess of your elbow, let's say, you know, it's here, so it's covered by itself without needing a garment to cover it. It's sort of in the crevice of the inner part of your arm. Let's see what this means. V'nachayin lasoiz k'divei hamachmer, you should follow the more stringent opinion. Hagav v'shichva zera al basari dinoi ketsaya. If there is shichva zera, if there's semen on your flesh, it has the same din as tsaya. Says Mishnah Berurah, Bibagadav. This is what Rabbi Yaakov was asking yesterday. What if your hands are dirty from wiping? So he said it in a nice way, you're wiping someone else. But however it is, in other words, your hands are dirty. So this is what we were saying. If there's no substantive excrement, just dirt, filth, v'halach recha, and the smell has left, v'hi al yadoi, and it's on your hand, dumya demilmule zeya. Basically, your hand is slightly discolored from wiping, but there's no tangible substance of tsaya, and you don't smell it. But there's a discoloration. Shari likrois connector. You're allowed to say dvarm shabakadusha opposite it. Afilu b'loi kisoi, even without a cover. V'dafka acher. This is only someone else's hand. Aval hu gufa kol shiyada melechlachas mamulei zeya v'chicha charosh. But he himself, if his hands are filthy with sweat or scratching his head, Asr likrois kriyas shema utfila ad sheyitol yadav. It's asr to say shema until you wash your hands. Oyal kapanim imein loy mayim, or if you don't have water, yenakei yadav, you should wipe them. Kedael b'simen daled, says the prima gadim va'ayim bebir halacha. Okay. Chor. You stuck your hand into the hole of the bathroom. There's a divider between you and the bathroom. Upashat yadai. And you stuck in your hand within the partition. And that's the case. Because if you don't say this, there are those who say in Simpei Gimel, the Asalikor is connected Mechitzas Beis Hakisei. You're now to read it opposite the mechitza of the bathroom, the ketsaya damya. So there's a mechitza between you and the beis hakiseh, because otherwise you can't read it shema right opposite the mechitza of the beis hakiseh. So there's an additional mechitza outside of the beis hakiseh. Now, there are those who matter you if there's tsaya on your arm, or and it's covered, or you stick your hand in the bathroom. The chsiv, Why are those matter? Why are there those who matter? It says, Koyal ha-neshama ta'alaka. The whole soul should praise Hashem. The hainu ha-peh, the mouth, the ha-choytem and the nose, b'chal ha-hilol. Avaloi shari varim. Da'afilu enam nekiyim shari. As long as your mouth and your nose are clean, it's permitted. So what if somebody got soya on their nose? So it's taka problem? Or they got soya in their mouth? Is that a problem? And also, since when is the neshama and the neshama in the mouth and the nose? Vayibach ba'achbav nishmas chayim. That's why. Mm-hmm. Because you breathe there. What if there's soya on the head? Isn't the neshama in the head? What if it's on the eye? The neshama rests on the eye. No. So it goes by breathing. Avaloi shari barim. Okay. Vayeshoisim taiman dechsev. Kol atzmoisai taimarna Hashemicha meicha. All my bones declare Hashem was like you. So bina and shiyu kulam nekiyim. Upashas dofizeh hu adim in echmei varvu b'toich arba amay shalat soya gam kein osrim itamzeh. According to this yesha oisrim, let's say a guy is like Ogmal Chabashan, and he's 100 miles long, and he sticks out his toe, and his toe is touching soya, it's going to be a problem. Or not only that, if his toe is within 4 amos of soya, it's going to be a problem. If there's soya on his clothing, then according to everyone, it would be mutter. But nevertheless, in general, one should try to make sure their clothing are clean, especially during prayer. In other words, when the yesh matirim, that if there's tsaya on a person, you could cover it, that's only if it's etzel atzile yadav, then if you cover it with that, with a garment, it helps. I'm not sure if atzile yadav actually is in the fold of the arm or on the side of the arm. But if somehow it's covered by your own body, then it seems like then a beged would be able to cover it. But if you don't cover it with if it's not covered by its own body, then not so. Okay. Sif katan yadad. Kedivrei hamachmir. It's proper to follow the divrei hamachmir ve'es hadchak. If there's a pressing circumstance, yeshismach adivrei matirin, you can rely on the yesh matirin. Shadavka hapeh v'hachoytem v'chal hilol. That only the mouth and the nose are part of the praise. Avaloi shari varm, but not shari varm. Okay, then the Rama said, Shechva zera dinoi kitsaya. Ritzoy noloimer. Alkein, yesh lahachmer ba, kishi al besoroi. Therefore, you should be machmer if it's on your flesh. Afshi mechusa, even though it's covered, kamay bitsaya. Meaning, according to the Rama, that Shechva zera is like tsaya, and we are machmer when it's al besoroi, that if it's covered, it's still a problem. Right? If soya al basara mechusa bebegadav yesh oisrim, and even the yesh matirim is only b'makayim where it's covered anyway, and nochein lasas kedivrei hamachmer, so then shechva zera al basara, even if it's mechusa, is a problem. Avo kshi al begadav, but if it's on one's clothing and mechusa and it's covered, shari l'kuliyam, it's merit koin terim v'chanal b'tzaya. V'yesh oimrim de'enoi k'tzaya. Some disagree with this Rama, and they say it's not like Tzaya. Who's that? The Magen Avram and the Gra. It's not like Tzaya. L'chara, why should it be like Tzaya? It says, V'chisisa es tzei asecha, v'hoya machanecha kadosh. Tzei asecha, it's going on Shechva Zera? What about tsayas ha'oizen, the tsayas ha'choytem? So, okay, there are those who say that if you stick your finger in your ear or your nose and you have something on it, you shouldn't daven. I don't think there is such a shita, but nobody would say you can't be in the Dalet Amos of that. There's no opinion like that. So why would Shechva Zara be like Tzaya? Anyway, the Gros says it's not. The Magen Avraham says it's not. The Ramah says it is. It comes from the Maharil in Hilchos Yom HaKippur, which is interesting. If you know, what's it doing in Hilchos Yom Kippur? You know, that sounds like it's... Because what?
Because somebody has carry, can they do a Rabbitza?
Right. Okay, miu b'sefer chasidim sim tav koftes muchach dafila abegadav u'mechusa yesh l'rachzai oy l'pasha shle yadavik bayatuma. The sefer chasidim says from him it's muchach that if it's on your begadim and it's covered, you should wash it or take it off so that the tuma doesn't cling to you. Yeah, but you know that seems to indicate that it's not meikar hadin. If it's in the sefer chasidim, that's, you know, it's more of a pious practice. Mikol sheken kishenich shachas rama they carry, especially if it came through emission shlo yelo lemaskaras iser. You don't want to have it on the person while they're davening, where it could be some kind of kitrug. Okay, so the bottom line is that the shitas harama shechva zara has a din of. So yeah. Okay, we'll hold over here. See everybody tomorrow at regular time. Okay. Kol tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.